The elevator inside this abandoned bank won't budge.
Does the elevator work up to two?
You have to go 2232. There you go.
That cheat code does the trick.
All right, sweet.
The elevator lurches up to the second floor, and finally, the door slides open, and the stash appears.
So yeah, these are some of my favorites, NBA Jam, X-Men, Galaga, and Ms. Pac-Man, Simpsons. Those are kind of ones that everybody, my generation at least, really loves.
That's Dan Bush. He's one of the co-owners of Analog. It's an arcade that Dan and his business partners are building. It's going into the ground floor of an old bank building in downtown Davenport, on the corner of Brady and 3rd. But Dan figured it would be tough to fix up a century-old building if he kept bumping into bulky arcade cabinets. So he's using the second floor for storage.
That's the game that I'm most excited about.
He points to a wooden cabinet the size of a washing machine with a fat tube TV lodged inside. Pong.
I can't tell you how addictive playing Pong is. It's one of those games that's so simple, but you can't get enough of it. You know what I mean?
Dan's not being sarcastic. He truly loves Pong. He drove all the way to Milwaukee to get it. Dan and his crew often make long drives outside the Quad Cities to get their games.
The biggest challenge is that you can't go out to the stores and buy these games. We haven't had to go further west than Omaha, further east than Valparaiso, Indiana, up to Milwaukee. Chicago and Des Moines have been our two main hubs, but they're kind of all over.
For such an analog assortment of pre-internet era games, the arcade has managed to generate a strong digital following online.
We didn't know quite what the response would be when we decided to do this, but when we launched the Facebook group at 8 a.m. on a Wednesday, by midnight we had 1,000.
1,000 likes on Facebook, he's talking about. And it's through digital connections on sites like Craigslist that they've been able to track down sellers.
It's a subculture where these people are very passionate about what they do, and they're not, advertising it a lot. It's just something you gotta try to get to the right people and then try to find from there. I think every town has an arcade and a pinball guy that no one knows about. There's a guy who has 75 pinballs in town that we had no idea existed until last week.
But it's not just gonna be pinball machines and arcade games.
People who like video games and people who don't like video games, we're gonna have a ton of things for them too. We have the giant Connect Four, the giant Jenga, Cards Against Humanity. Skee ball is popular with everybody. I've never met anyone who doesn't like playing skee ball. So, yeah, we're just going to have a lot of stuff for a lot of different people.
Well, people 21 and over, that is. Because Analog is not just going to be an arcade, it's also going to be a bar.
Well, we're going to have a lot of beer. We're going to try to have a limited liquor selection. When you have to inventory 30 flavors of vodka every week, that's when you start to see a lot of losses. So I'd like to really focus on being beer heavy. We've been working with a lot of distributors in the area, as well as some microbrews. And we're looking to the opportunities for tap takeovers and stuff like that. But we're really looking to focus on craft. We're working with Fleck, distributing with getting Lagunitas on tap. In can form, we'll probably have the 8-bit and 16-bit, which are video game themed.
A bar and an arcade. So a barcade, you might call it. But you're not going to hear Dan and his crew call it that.
We can't call it barcade just because it's a copyright based on it. There's a chain of them in New York that we actually used it on a Twitter. We hashtagged barcade and got a very nice email saying, please don't use that word ever, like under any circumstances. So we can't call it a barcade. We're just calling it an arcade bar.
It's not just New York where retro gaming has seen a resurgence. The Emporium Arcade Bar opened up in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago a few years back, and Cedar Rapids is getting one of its own called the Quarter Barrel. But that doesn't mean there isn't still room for innovation.
What's going to separate us is just the space itself. We have more space than most of the arcade bars in the country, being at about 5,500 square feet, and just the architectural detail. We have two bank vaults that are going to be lounges for hanging out. We have the boardroom for private parties. We just have a whole lot more freedom in space and what we can do.
Oh, and one more thing that's going to set Analog apart. Bill Murray.
Well, we heard Bill Murray was going to be at the John Deere Classic, and so we decided to mock up giant tokens with his face on them and stalk him, basically. Well, he wouldn't pay attention to me, the 32-year-old guy, but the 20-year-old blonde, he definitely paid attention to.
He's talking about Elise Cather. She's a student at Augustana College who's been helping out around Analog doing odd jobs, restoring foosball tables, giving some of the game's fresh paint jobs, stalking Bill Murray.
We're running, actually sprinting to try to keep up with him. Finally, we got his attention, and then he came over and he was like, oh, so they send the pretty girl, not saying I'm pretty, but the pretty girl to try to do it or whatever. And then I yelled at him and was like, no, I'm actually not just a pretty girl. I have a brain too. And then he was like, what? He was taken back. We asked him if he would be on the token. He said, yeah. So we got him to sign the token.
So we know what some of the tokens will look like, but with ladders and workbenches scattered throughout the unfinished ground floor of the building, it's kind of hard to get an idea of what this place will look like come opening night. But it's easy to get an idea of what it will sound like. Analog is scheduled to open this fall,